Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the Feast of St. Joachim and Anne, and I love a little introduction that Magnificat magazine gives us. Scripture is silent about the grandparents of Jesus, but there is the Proto-Evangelium of James that was written around the year 150, which relates the story of Anne and Joachim, who are cured from their infertility with the gift of the child Mary. Veneration of Anne and Joachim in the East dates from the 7th century. In the West, Anne became popular in the Middle Ages, invoked by infertile couples and women in childbirth. Children's children, said one writer, children's children are the crown of the elderly, and the glory of children is their parentage. This is a day, brothers and sisters, to really celebrate our grandparents, those of us who have grandparents living. This is a day to celebrate that, and if they've gone on before us, to pray for them in a particular way. The entrance antiphon says, let us praise Joachim and Anne, to whom in their generation the Lord gave him who was a blessing for all the nations. Brothers and sisters, we never know the part that we play in salvation history. We don't know it in our lives, our families' lives, even our nation's lives, even in the lives of the world, and many, many people. We don't know how God, we can't see the whole picture, so we don't know how God is using us, and how God wants to use us, and how God desires to use us for the building up of the kingdom of God. It's wonderful to recall Joachim and Anne today, who were faithful to God, faithful to God. And God gave them a child so obedient to God. A lot of that comes from the kind of parenting that went on. Yes, there was a signal grace at work, but it comes from the parenting and the grandparenting that goes on. Take a look yourselves at your children and your grandchildren. Are you leading them toward Christ? And if they're adults, are you praying for them daily that they may find their way amidst many, many difficulties today? Be parents, be grandparents, first of all by your prayer, second by the holiness of your lives, that they may bear fruit from generation to generation. Grandparents play a significant role in the lives of their grandchildren. If you are not able to be where your grandchildren are, God can reach them in a moment through your prayers. So let's take a look at the opening prayer for today. O Lord, God of our fathers, who bestowed on Saints Joachim and Anne this grace, that of them should be born the mother of your incarnate Son, grant through the prayers of both that we may attain the salvation you have promised to your people. What a grace that they would become the mother of Jesus Christ, that the child they bore. Think about that. You don't know what your child or your grandchild may be set apart by God for a particular purpose. All of us are set apart by God to praise him and to glorify him, but some are set apart in a particular way. Pray for your children. Pray for your grandchildren, no matter how old, no matter how far from God they might be, pray for them. God can do marvelous, marvelous works. Prophet Jeremiah chapter 14, verses 17 to 22. Let my eyes stream with tears day and night without rest over the great destruction which overwhelms the virgin daughter of my people, over her incurable wound. This is the prophet Jeremiah. If I walk out into the field, look, those slain by the sword. If I enter the city, look, those consumed by hunger. Even the prophet and the priest forage in a land they know not. How true that prophetic word is for us today. We have some incurable wounds, except by the grace and mercy of God. The people die each day, killed by someone else. The people all over the world, consumed by hunger, physical hunger. Are you just saying, well, my little place, I'm fine and dandy, so I don't worry about anybody else? First of all, you should be praying. Praying for those who murder others. Praying for them, that they may experience conversion. And for the hungry, get out there. Do something. No matter how small your part is, it's a piece of what God wants. Do it. Psalm 79, for the glory of your name, Lord, deliver us. Remember not against us the iniquities of the past. May your compassion quickly come to us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God, our Savior, because of the glory of your name. Deliver us and pardon our sins for your name's sake. Let the prisoner's sighing come before you. With your great power, free those doomed to death. Then we, your people, and the sheep of your pasture will give thanks to you. Through all generations, we will declare your praise. Go to God in time of need. When you see need in the lives of others that you cannot handle yourself, go to the Lord. Beg him to provide. Think, brothers and sisters, beyond your own nose, so to speak. Think of the wider picture. What part does God ask each of us to play in that? Joachim and Anne had no idea of the significance of their lives and the child that would be born from them, though she experienced years of infertility. But they didn't turn away from God. And God bless them. Who knows how God wants to use us? Our part is to be faithful in prayer, faithful to the commandments, faithful to what God is asking of us at any particular time. Repenting when we fail, and we do fail often, but if we get back up, the grace of God covers us and will lead us and will use us for the salvation of others. We can't see the whole picture. Joachim and Anne, some of the writings tell us how they mourned their sterility, and in those days that was thought a curse from God. Brothers and sisters, did Joachim and Anne turn away because God didn't answer their prayers at the beginning? No. They remained faithful to God and faithful to one another. And look what God did. Gospel of Matthew chapter 13, verses 36 to 43. Jesus dismissed the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples approached him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." So they're confused. They don't understand. Christ is always speaking in parables. So they wait until after the crowd has been dismissed, and they come into the house, and then they come to him, and they say, "Explain this to us." And he said in reply, "He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." Brothers and sisters, don't take this lightly. Are you living your life in such a way that you are leading people to God, leading people to holiness of life? Or, as the scriptures tell us, are you one of those who are causing others to sin? Are you one of those who's bringing evil? Repent. You can right now, in the middle of your sin, in the middle of whatever sinful acts you're carrying out, you can stop. It takes courage, but you can stop and say, no, I will no longer go down this path. No. So that when the time comes for you to die, you will be welcomed into the kingdom of God and not be cast into the fiery furnace. Brothers and sisters, these words of God are true. We don't know what the fiery furnace consists of exactly, but we know that those who commit evil and who don't repent are going to face very severe judgment and perhaps eternal death. This is the day and this is the time to turn back. Do you remember, I told you this story a couple of times over the last few years, but I want to recall it today on this feast of Saints Joachim and Anne. Do you remember that I was telling you a story about a man in a major city, here in Detroit, who had been a drug addict for years, and he was stumbling around one Sunday morning, and he said he has no idea why this happened, but he was just walking the streets. And he felt this strong call to go to church. He hadn't been inside a church in years. In fact, for years. And he said, I just had this desire to go to church. And I thought, I don't even know where there's a church. And then he said, I remembered my grandmother's church. And so he went into a service already in progress. I think it was a non-denominational church, but I'm not sure. And he went in and he said he was there for a little bit, and then he felt compelled to come down to the front and ask for prayer. As the pastor had invited anyone who needed prayer to come down. He experienced he didn't even know why he was doing it, but he went down, and when he finally got up to the pastor, and the pastor asked him his name, and he told him his name, and the pastor just threw his arms up into the air, and he said, brothers and sisters, this is, and he named the man. And this poor guy is so confused, he doesn't know anybody here, and why are they acknowledging him? And the whole congregation rose and prayed and praised God. And then this pastor looked at this befuddled guy who had just stumbled into this church, and he said, your grandmother asked us many years ago to pray for you. We have prayed for you every Sunday. We have prayed that God would bring you back to him. The prayers of grandparents, brothers and sisters, are mighty powerful. The prayers of parents, of course, but I want to emphasize today on this feast, Saints Joachim and Anne, grandparents are mightily important in the salvation of your grandchildren. Pray for them. Ask God how you can serve. May God abundantly bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.